JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Grace Kennedy rewards household workers. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at paper boats. Stay with us. Grace Kennedy recently recognized 11 household workers for their outstanding and exemplary work. Keynote speaker at the inaugural awards ceremony, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, says the event was special not only for the winners, but the wider population of household workers who are critical to Jamaica's development.
The work you do is of importance to our nation. You allow many men and women to leave their homes, their children, their property and their most personal lives in trusted hands while they attend to other areas of business and nation building.
The Prime Minister commended Grace Kennedy for recognizing household workers and acknowledged the invaluable work of the late Dr. Heather Little White, after whom the award is named. First place winner Elaine Duncan received the top trophy, a cash prize of $250,000, a First Global Bank account with $10,000, and a Hilo Food Store's gift certificate valued at $50,000. She also gets to select a secondary school student whose tuition will be financed by Grace Kennedy for 1 year. Under Vision 2030, all Jamaicans will be empowered to achieve their fullest potential. This will be achieved through effective social protection, authentic and transformational culture, a healthy and stable population, and world-class education and training. The goal of Vision 2030 is to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica on a homemade Jamaican toy.
In the afternoon, coming from school, then we used to, as soon as the rain started to fall, we would make some little boats, and we'd drop them in the water. We would normally walk miles and watch them, like the boat, you watch the boat and you see. You could see maybe a dozen boys doing that same thing every evening. It used to be nice, very nice. And that was some of the activities that we used to do.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024.
Pack up your garbage and let us collect it.
Did you know that the NSWMA Parks and Gardens Division offers landscaping, pruning of trees, rental of potted plants, sale of compost and honey? Give us a call today at 929-7294 or 1-888-253-2652 for additional information.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and engineer Prince Moore. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.